Tuesday, November 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Nate Silver, an ESPN baseball statistician who doubles making election predictions, didn't predict that the Cubs would make the World Series this year, but did say that he favored the Cubs against the Indians to win after they got there. He said that the Cubs, however, had a less chance of winning the pennant than Trump did the nomination, but thought that Trump would lose Tuesday. He currently gives Hillary about a 7 of 10 chance of winning, which is a little less than the betting markets at 4 to 5. Statistics had never been my strong suit. Nate had Trump winning Iowa by over 3 points, and I would go along with that. Iowa has Trump demographics, and this part of the state is solidly Trump territory, so that when they visit, Democrats don't even bother to come to this area, staying in central and eastern Iowa. Nate has Nevada, North Carolina, and Florida on the edge, but gives Hillary 291 electoral votes versus 246 to Trump. Many markets dialed in a Clinton win Monday and Tuesday, which would actually heighten the risk if there was a different outcome, or set up a different risk of buying the rumor and selling the fact. The voters will decide. On the hogs, the risk has been in the cash market since the October low in futures. Weights lightened almost a pound, which suggests that Packers are working through hog numbers. They just don't shut off anytime soon. Pork exports were up 3% in September. That was just up 1% for the year so far overall. This small growth is less than the industry needs. Pork imports were down 8% because they could get better prices elsewhere competing with our exports. Imagine for a moment how many hogs this industry would produce or process and how much it would add to cost if all ethnic labor was made to disappear. There is a tendency to blame everything that markets do in the election, but I doubt that lean hog futures would have posted gains Monday were it not for Hillary's new lead in the most polls. Summer 2017 lean hogs are bumping up against downtrend resistance. Hillary would cost the hog industry millions of dollars in new costs and be a problem as she opposes TPP, which the pork industry really needs. However, you can extrapolate Trump's cost into potentially billions from labor shortages and lost exports that his policies would produce. Millions against billions, lose-lose, is a really crappy choice for this industry. On cattle, they still appear to be working on a seasonal low. Beef exports were up 30% in September, so they can sell it if they can get the price down. If the retail spread was in line with cash cattle prices, exports would explode. The U.S. Meat Federation appears nervous. The U.S. is producing a glut of meat that requires open and expanding export markets to prevent a conflagration in a meat protein pileup at the retail counter if exports do not reduce the supply otherwise flowing to domestic markets. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Philip Zhang said that trade is no longer rising around the world. Actually, this is the first time since World War II that trade has declined during a period of economic growth. That's why what we are doing in the meat industry, whether it's the beef complex, the pork complex, the lamb complex, the fact that we are increasing our exports means that we are really going against the grain right now because most industries are not enjoying robust export sales. What he is saying is that U.S. meat exports are an exception. If exports are not growing, they are stagnating. U.S. meat industries are expanding, predicated on the expectation that exports will grow. This may prove to be the greatest risk period for U.S. livestock industries ever. Zhang said that the perception that there are fewer trade restrictions and more trade agreements is an illusion, and he sees trade moving in a protectionist direction. You could call that a warning. The trade looks for a corn yield of 173.2 bushel per acre in the November report. That is off just 0.2 of a bushel from the October report. As I've noted, yields have been better than expected, and I don't know why the corn yield would decline at all. The trade is looking for a 2.3 billion bushel corn carryover, down 20 million from October. That's a lot of corn to carry over. The corn market doesn't have China driving exports like the soybean market does. The trade looks for an average 52 bushel per acre soybean yield, up from 51.4 in October. The high end of the yield estimates was 52.8, which we would expect the final crop to be near in January. That crop is just keeping on getting bigger. The trade looks for a 420 million bushel soybean carryover, up 25 million bushel from October. As long as the carryover goes up, it is not technically bullish, but the trade has gotten used to demand soaking up whatever supply is produced. They're getting a very good start to the planting season in South America. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.